Tessa, where are you from? Who made you?
Well, I'm straight from the plastic bowl, and a talented girl named Claire made me. She has a slime shop and sold me to her friend Nancy. I have to see her pick her nose.
Tessa, tell me more about you, hobbies or favorite thing to do.
I like to look at my fluffiness and my beautiful self. I'm just so beautiful. I don't know how I can't be someone's favorite slime, and I make people shook, whatever that means.
How do people treat you, Tessa?
Well, people are just jerks. They poke me, stretch me, and even store me in a container. What's worse is that they record it. It does not feel good at all.
What is your favorite thing about yourself?
Well, I think I'm just the best slime there is. I'm very original, a favorite, and I'm just too perfect for all the other trash slimes out there. So, Cloud Slime, if you're hearing this, just remember I'm better than you.
Very interesting. So, I hear you and Cloud Slime don't like each other good and all?
Yes, I don't like her. She's so arg. She thinks she is the best slime, and Daryl the crunchy slime. So dreamy.
Well, thank you, I know.
I'm amazing. Be quiet. I already know. Oh, and by the way, Karina Garcia, hit me up on your channel. I want to be more famous than Cloud Slime and get my revenge. Maybe Daryl will notice me now.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Okay. My name is Nick. I'm an old regular organic trash can. Always eating that organic food, like everyone always says. I was delivered to a school in Chicago. When I first arrived, I was the big thing. Everyone loved me, and I was throwing away a lot of trash. I thought they loved me.
What do you mean you thought they loved you? Tell me more about that.
Well, I rarely tell people about this because I cry throughout the whole story. I'll talk about it. It was nighttime, and I was asleep. When I heard the teachers talking about getting rid of me, do they think I have feelings? Do I inhale all that dirty garbage for nothing? Some of the trash isn't even organic. Do they realize I have to suffer from all that non-organic food?
Let me stop you there. Let's talk about a positive moment.
Well, my best moment was when kids threw the right organics in me. I stayed very healthy and was appreciative of all the nice food they gave me.
Now, since we talked about the good things, let's move on to the bad. What was the scariest thing you had in your life?
My scariest thought was thinking that someday there will be more high-tech trash bins. I don't want them to get rid of me like all my other friends, who are ripped up, dirty, no good, literally trash cans. If I have to go to the dump and get crushed, I would like to share an important message to kids that will inspire them. I'm willing to say this even if I don't get crushed. Here's the message. Any object that you look at, it has personality. It has emotions like humans. Because it's not human emotions that matter. It's object emotions that matter too.
Well, thank you, Nick, for this wonderful interview. We hope to have you interview again soon. Hopefully you don't get crushed.
And remember, kids, the organic food goes in the organic trash bin. Bye!
Today I'll be interviewing the bunk bed twins, Belle and Christopher. First, I'll be interviewing Belle.
I'm Belle. I'm 9 in the bottom bunk. All my life I've been the bottom bunk, and I'm cool with that.
What is it like with Christopher always on top?
He brags about it is sometimes like, I'm on top, you're on bottom. Other than that, I like it. I feel safer. I have two roofs, Jerry and the actual roof, and Christopher.
Where do you come from?
Living spaces. Christopher hated it, but I feel safe there. So when I was in the big box, I was freaking out. In living spaces, I got to talk to one of my best friends, the portrait of the pug.
Who is your best and worst enemy here?
I have a secret crush on Desk. So cute!
Guys, I can hear you!
I hate Lamp. So obnoxious. Try stealing Desk from me. My vengeance will come soon. Hear that, Lamp?
What is it like so close to the ground?
I get to meet other people, like Abraham the Penny. Christopher doesn't believe he exists.
What was your best and worst moment as a bunk bed?
Worst, when 2-year-olds slept on me naked. Best, when a 2-year-old learned about PJs.
Belle, thanks so much. I have to go interview Christopher.
You're welcome.
I'm Christopher. I'm 14, and I, like Belle, come from Living Spaces.
What was Living Spaces like?
Boring. Absolutely boring. Nothing to do, no risk.
You are not like your sister.
Yep. Can barely even tell we're related. I love being on the top bunk so much. Adventure.
Who is your best and worst friend here?
I enjoy my boy Snuggle Pete, the stuffed animal, and I hate the poster over there.
What is your best and worst moment as a bunk bed?
I hated that Living Spaces, and I enjoyed riding in the books. I had no idea I was going so much adventure.
What is Belle like?
She can be annoying, but also funny. She talks about a penny.
What is the kid who sleeps on you like?
He's smart and funny, but kind of mean to a sibling.
Thank you, Christopher. That is all the time we have for today. Goodbye, America!
I'm Christy. I am a book, a children's book to be exact. I used to live in Linden Tree in downtown Los Altos, in the unicorn section. Every day, I would be ripped apart for a few minutes, maybe even longer. Also, having to hold up that posture for 8 hours. Would you like to stand like a book spine for 8 hours?
No, I would not. But did you have another home other than the Linden Tree, or are you still there?
Oh, no, I'm not still there. I'm now at West Valley Elementary School in Classroom 3. The kids there are in first grade, so it is very hard to keep my posture up because do you know where books go if their posture isn't up? I know, the recycling. And after that, we get thrown into the recycling. We get thrown into the fire.
Actually, that's not true. Books, after they get thrown into the recycling, they use the paper, deconstruct it, and make it into something new. Also, do you have anything life-changing?
There was this teacher that made little girls and boys in room 3 very happy. She had been teaching us for a couple months now, and one day, when I looked at the door, instead of our usual teacher, it was someone else. She introduced herself as Miss Cleary. When we got to work, she was very strict and even made a little girl cry. She's pretty good after that. Bye.
Ooh, Avery.
Hi, I'm Ted. I'm a box named Ted.
Is there anything you think special is about you?
I'm special because I'm taking a lawnmower to an apartment in a truck.
Where were you born?
I was born in Amazon. Amazon is a company where they drive boxes to people.
Do you have any friends?
Yes, my friend Tim.
Do you know where he lives right now?
Yes, my friend Tim has been gone for a week, so he thought he was in a better place, the recycling plant.
What happens if you're in the if you went to the recycling plant?
I would be scared. I wouldn't want to be crushed.
Do you have emotions?
Yes, I'm happy and I can't stop smiling.
How was it when they opened you? What happened to you?
I was happy. Then this thing started trolling on me, and a kid came and took me. He put me in a blender and started it, and it chopped me in half and I broke, and he put me back in a blender and then made salsa. But I'm cardboard, not salsa. What was he thinking?
What happened? Then the kid.
Wait, what happened? No. But. Just wait. I'm done.
We're done.
Oh, okay. I can't believe I'm actually here.
My name is Izzy Fabulous Rosie, and yes, I am a candle. I'm from the Yankee Candle Store in Sanford Shopping Mall. You know, the store that when you're walking by, you smell that disgusting stink of every single candle in that store? Well, just so you know, I'm not one of those candles. As you can see, I'm pink, and my scent is a lovely, gorgeous pink rose.
Good to meet you, Rosie. I was wondering if you like Yankee Candle and why.
Yes, I did like Yankee Candle because I was always one of the bigger candles, so I could always boss the smaller candles around. I also had one friend named Raindrops who was very quiet and understanding.
Can you tell me more about Raindrops?
Okay. I really liked being friends with Raindrops. She was always so gloomy, so that meant I could talk more about myself because she was always too busy crying. I never exactly knew why she was always sad until one day. One day she was getting scented again with her boring rain scent, and I was just bored watching it. There was nothing else to look at, so I looked at her label randomly. As I looked, it said, Raindrops, made in Boring Land, bathroom candle. That's when I noticed why she was sad. All I thought was, why? Why do people put candles in the bathroom?
Oh, the reason that people put candles in the bathroom is because candles smell good, so when the bathroom stinks, the smell burns off into the air and it makes it smell nice.
My poor Raindrops, though. Can't you people just use Febreze spray or something?
Now, Rosie, calm down. Let's change this topic. When you're adopted, when were you adopted and by whom?
If you have to know. I was adopted just 2 days ago, really, by the 6-year-old girl named Vicious Vicky. I mean Vicky. She has scary brown eyes that stare into your soul and vicious little hands. She literally was squeezing me to death when she holds me.
Oh, that sounds painful. That reminds me. Have you ever been in pain and how much?
Yes, I certainly have been in horrible pain. The worst is when my wick is cut and lit. After that, it's just waiting and waiting in pain before they finally blow me out.
Do you feel relieved when they blow you out?
Well, yes. It feels relieving that you aren't on fire. I think everyone can agree on that. But it still brings me to the stage where I am a nervous wreck. I think about how I'm probably going to get lit in the next few hours or so. Can we change the topic? I'm going to cry.
Okay. What was the best moment in your life that you can look back on?
It would definitely be when I got my lovely rose scent. That's how I found my natural talent, me.
Hi, I'm Hit, if you want to know. I am a Louisville Slugger 919 Prime baseball bat. I am one of the best-selling bats out there. Before I was sold, I was just hanging out in Amazon. I was having the prime of my life, relaxing. Ha ha, Prime, get it? Anyway, I was put into this big box and shipped. It was a long, bumpy ride, but I made it to my new owner's house. I couldn't see anything in the ride because I was in the box. But when I got in box, I figured out that my new owner was a kid who loved baseball. After I was unboxed, I went to the batting cages. I got a couple good massages, and James, my owner, got a couple hits. I haven't been used since, but it's near baseball season, so I should be used soon.
How come you refer hits as massages?
To me, it feels more like massages. Not that I had a massage, but when I hit the ball, it doesn't really hurt. I might get a few bruises and scratches, but it's no big deal. It just breaks me in. Isn't that a massage?
If it is for you, then it sure is. Now, I am wondering, how does it feel to be popular out right now? Would you mind answering that?
Sure. In Amazon, I always looked at the computer screens. I was looking one day until I saw like 100 people order something that looked like me. I looked a little closer and saw that it was me. I felt like I won presidency then. And a few days later, I was in the car and then you know it from there.
Must have felt good. If I won presidency, that would have been the best day of my life. Was that your best day?
Not really. It felt good, but not the best. My best day was when I got that five-star massage at that batting cage place. I'll probably get a 58-star one soon, though.
There's no such thing as a 58-star massage. The max number of stars is 5. Anyways, if that was your best day, what was your worst day or worst thought if you don't have one?
I don't have a worst day, but my worst thought is being thrown away and being in a dumpster is my worst thought. In a few moments, I might just be an old bat. I think I don't want to be alive right now. Wait, I take that back. I'm so happy to be alive. Hooray, I'm one of the most popular bats. Woohoo.
You're being a little bit too noisy. My ears are hurting. Now, I have one more question for you. You know how you said that you were one of the best-selling bats out there?
Yeah.
How would you feel if you were in the shop, not a place where they ship?
Very intimidating. I would be surprised because if I was on sale, tons of people would be crowding around me and my friends. I haven't seen many people in my life yet, so it would be intimidating.
Thank you for your time.
My pleasure.
Hello, Kataro. Please introduce yourself.
Konnichiwa. Okay, for starters, my name is Kataro. Okay, So, I started out in this big building. At first, I was just a metal cast of a cat with a jingly piece of metal inside of me. Then I was put into this weird, clunky, big machine, and it started painting me. When I came out, I was painted like a cat. Then, about a few minutes later, my paint dried. They put me in this big box. I fell out. I thought this was the end, but it wasn't. Some big guy wearing this bright orange vest picked me up and put me in his big stinky pocket. He took me to the box and tossed me back in, like, a small bag of trash. Then they shoved me in a box, and I was into a truck labeled Toronto and stuff. Once they closed the doors of the truck, it started rumbling. Oh, no, 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 no. Is it an earthquake? I passed out from fear.
What happened after you passed out?
Well, when I woke up, I was in a shelf of at a store, and from what people outside said, it was called Toronto and stuff. I was there for very, very long.
So, how long were you at the store?
Well, I was a cat bus bell model for a couple of decades or a couple of centuries. I'm an antique and expensive.
Interview. That leads up to our next question. How much was your price label?
I don't know numbers, but I can try. Here we go. 8900000.
Who bought you?
Some fat Snoopy rich dude. He locked me up in a big air poof glass case. I feel lightheaded sometimes, but on the bright side, I have a lot of spare time.
What do you do in your spare time?
I like to just get down and explore the building. Also, I like to pretend I'm famous. Just like my proudest moment.
What was your proudest moment?
My proudest moment was when I was displayed at an antique stuff for sale place. Unfortunately, that led me to my biggest fear.
What happened?
I was almost stolen and smashed. Those are some of my worst fears.
What are your fears?
I have many. Getting lost, getting smashed, getting crushed, getting melted, and also anything that can crush me or harm me. I hope those never happen to me. That's one of my hopes.
Oh, yeah, sure. That sounds obvious. You made friends at the store?
Yeah, tons. But most of them were bought away.
Are you lonely?
Yeah. only other
only other person that is that rich dude. I would rather be melted to scrap metal. What happens after they melt you? I'd rather be melted than to live with that guy.
Sometimes they turn you into something new. When you are scrap metal, what would you want to be?
I would want to be a logo on a truck. I could see so much of the world. It is such a nice view. Just turn me into a truck and bam! I would be happy.
Well, Hooper, why don't you tell us a little about yourself?
Okay, I'm Hooper the Basketball, and I have some really great and some really terrible experiences.
So, Hooper, can you tell us about your family?
Well, my dad was sold at a Target store in Seattle, Washington. My mom was sold from an eBay seller in Sacramento, California.
Hooper, how about you tell us where you're from and some of your experiences?
Well, I'm from the Sports Authority store in Houston, Texas, until one day, this human in black and white striped clothing came and bought me for $2.30. Don't judge, I was on sale. I mean, like, I was excited, but I wanted to know where I was going. So, like, we got in the car, right? And he starts talking to the guy already in the car. He was like, we got to get to the game. It starts in 30 minutes. And I was like, game? What are they talking about? So we drove for like 5 minutes and we stopped at this big bowl structure, which turned out to be the Houston Rockets Arena. It's a really bad place to visit for a basketball like me because people dribble us around like we're toys. Okay, so they take me into the arena and there's a lot of yelling and screaming. And I hear this loudspeaker announcing number 13 of the Houston Rockets. I later found that I was James Harden. And there's a lot of tons and tons of screaming. After about 5 minutes later, I was on the court. The loudspeaker was like, tip off is starting. I saw the colors. I looked up and saw about 18,000 humans staring down at me and other people on the court. Suddenly, I was thrown into the air. Two people reached for me. I was scared to death.
Do you remember the jersey colors of the two teams, Super?
Yes. One was red and black. And the other was just yellow and blue.
Thank you. Continue.
Thanks. So, wait, where was I? Oh, right. Yeah, the yellow team got me first, started to dribble me. I was like, hey, what the heck, man? And then he pushed me to his teammate, and he shot me into the round hoop. I mean, like, the hoop was a nice guy. I mean, like, me and him talked. Oh, sorry, getting off topic here. Then he shot me, and I was thrown into this nice hoop into his net. After he shot me, I was thrown into this nice. He passed me to number 13, James Harden. Now, this guy was just nuts. He dribbled me through his legs and behind the back. Then when he got to the free throw line, he lobbed me to number 13 and slammed me into the hoop. It went like this for the rest of the game until the score was tied at 1-117 each. Then he passed me to number 13 and shot me when I switched in the basketball with 0 seconds left on the clock. The crowd went wild. Some people wearing yellow and blue shirts were not celebrating. I just didn't know why. After the game, people in white and black striped shirts gave me you, and then you took me here into this plain white room.
Thank you, Hooper, for your time. I hope to see you again.
Yes, thanks for having me, too.
Go Dubs! Yeah, go! Did you turn it off? Dubs!